Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our story of Grandfather and Maisie continues. In today's episode, the setting is the church where Grandfather is one of the ministers. He gets up to the platform to relay that morning's message, while Maisie sits in the audience with her parents.
Mommy, what's the title of the message today?
It's called From Christmas to Calvary.
That's an unusual Christmas message.
Hush, Maisie, your grandfather is about to get started.
Good morning. I've been asked to speak today about why Jesus came to earth as a baby rather than as a fully grown man. The answers touch on important aspects of Christian theology and the narrative of the incarnation. I will share with you 10 reasons. Number 1. Fulfillment of prophecy. The Old Testament contains prophecies about the Messiah's birth, such as the prophecy in Isaiah that a virgin will give birth to a son. The oldest prophecy is in Genesis 3:15, which speaks of the coming offspring of the woman who will crush the head of the serpent, symbolizing the triumph of good over evil. This verse is often referred to as the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel. There are other prophecies which predicted the Messiah's birthplace in Bethlehem, his lineage as a descendant of Abraham, and his nature. Coming as a baby fulfilled these specific prophecies, affirming the validity and divine inspiration of the scriptures. Number 2. Demonstrating God's humility. The act of God becoming a vulnerable infant, born in humble circumstances, is the ultimate expression of humility. It is sometimes described as the great humiliation. God, who is infinite and perfect, voluntarily chose to limit himself by becoming human. This act demonstrates God's profound love for humanity and his willingness to stoop down to our level. It illustrates that God's ways often defy human expectations of power and grandeur. Number 3. Experiencing the full human life cycle. To fully represent and redeem humanity, it was important for Jesus to experience all stages of human life, including birth and childhood. This comprehensive human experience allowed Jesus to fully identify with the human condition. The Bible notes in Luke 2:52 that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This growth process signifies that Jesus experienced the same developmental stages as other humans, emphasizing his genuine humanity. Number 4. Teaching about the Kingdom of God. Part of Jesus' mission was to teach about the Kingdom of God. Coming as a baby and growing into adulthood provided the opportunity to teach and influence over a period of time, establishing a lasting impact through his words and actions. Number 5. To be a role model for all stages of life. By living through the different stages of human life, Jesus set an example for behavior and faithfulness at every age, providing a model for believers to follow throughout their own lives. Jesus uses the example of a child to teach about the importance of humility and becoming like children to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus encourages people to let children come to him, demonstrating his inclusivity and welcoming nature. Jesus praises God for revealing truth to children who are open and receptive. When Jesus was 12 years old, he stayed behind in the temple to discuss the scriptures with teachers, demonstrating his commitment to learning and understanding God's word. This shows us the importance of humility and obedience in our spiritual journey. Jesus' engagement with the teachers in the temple highlights his natural curiosity and desire to learn. This reminds us to approach life with a sense of wonder and constantly seek to expand our understanding of the world and our faith. As we said before, the Bible describes Jesus as growing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. This emphasizes the importance of personal growth and development throughout life, both spiritually and intellectually. Even as a child, Jesus possessed a deep trust and dependence on God. This reminds us to cultivate our own faith and rely on God's guidance and support throughout our lives. And it reminds us that we need to start early with our children in training them in the way they should go. Number 6. Signifying a new beginning. The birth of a baby often represents new beginnings and hope. Jesus' birth as an infant symbolized the new beginning for humanity, a new covenant, and a new path to salvation. Number 7. To emphasize the importance of family and community. Jesus' birth into a family and his growth within a community highlight the importance of these social structures in God's plan and in human life. Number 8. To legitimize the human experience. Coming as a baby and growing up legitimizes the entire human experience, showing that every part of human life, from infancy to adulthood, is valuable and sacred. Number 9. Creating a deep emotional connection. The story of Jesus' birth as a baby in a manger has a profound emotional resonance, evoking feelings of tenderness and love that might not have been as strong if he had appeared as a fully grown adult. Number 10. Avoiding the appearance of an outsider. Arriving as a fully formed adult might have portrayed Jesus as an outsider to the human experience. Being born and growing up on earth made him a part of human history and society. Jesus came to fulfill prophecy, to manifest God's love, to relate to humanity, to reveal God's nature, to establish the kingdom of God, to provide atonement for sin, to defeat evil and death, to be a perfect role model, to initiate a new covenant, to bring healing and hope, to teach profound truths, and to establish a personal relationship with believers. The coming of Jesus as a human being signified the possibility of a personal and intimate relationship with God, rather than a distant and fear-based association. While Jesus' birth is a pivotal event, it's just the beginning of his life's mission. Focusing solely on his infancy can overshadow the significance of his teachings, crucifixion, and resurrection, which are central to Christian faith. The image of Jesus as a baby, while evoking innocence and vulnerability, doesn't fully encapsulate his role as Savior and King. His adult ministry, death, and resurrection are crucial for understanding his role in bringing salvation to humanity. Jesus' teachings, miracles, and interactions with people during his adult life provide a fuller picture of his character and mission. These aspects are essential for understanding his message and the example he set for believers. While the Nativity story is heartwarming, reducing Jesus' life to this single event can lead to a sentimentalized version of faith that lacks depth and understanding of the broader Christian doctrine. The resurrection is central to the faith. It signifies victory over sin and death, and is the foundation for the hope of eternal life. Jesus is alive, having risen from the dead and ascended to heaven. A mature faith engages with Jesus as a living, active presence, not just a historical figure from the past. So, this Christmas, we do well to honor and celebrate Jesus the babe. But let us not forget that the child, who was born in Bethlehem, grew up to surrender his life for you and me on Calvary.
Join us next time as we continue Christmas Perspectives.